My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss why Davin's scammer Belinda keeps him around. So listen and enjoy.
Oh, fake Davin's okay. Not like other boys.
No, he's not. She goes, but you are less forgiving and a big mouth, like you say, and they were not.
There's my girl.
Really? You're a Team Belinda now?
No, I just think that's funny. I think it's funny that she's busting your balls now. She's like, she's back.
That's our girl.
Yep.
I go, well, in my defense, it's my job to be a big mouth smiley face. And I go, at this age, elderly, I believe you say, I am not going to change who I am.
Elderly.
Call back when she called me elderly.
Oh, I know.
She goes, yeah, I guess you are not. I go, am I too much for you to handle? She goes, no, you're not. I can handle you. I go, okay, if you say
so. She is.
I go, yeah, but I'm eating up a lot of her time and money. I am eating up a lot of time.
Every time you say that.
But you know, I'm sorry, sweetie.
No, it's okay. Every time you keep saying that, can you handle this? Can you handle that? I'm hearing the beginning of Bootylicious in my head. Mm-hmm. Fake Davin, can you handle this? Belinda, yeah. Can you handle this?
But you know what, though? What did you just repeat a couple of seconds
am
ago?
Am I too much for you to handle?
No. And what are you doing to her? Were you eating up for what?
What?
You just said you're eating up money and time, did you say?
Yeah, I'm eating up a lot of time and her money.
Her money. So on that statement right
and
there.
And she ain't getting money from me.
No.
Just regardless of that, but it's interesting on what you just said right there. And I'm going to go back to what I was saying several minutes ago, where Davin goes, well, maybe she does like me. It could be. This is where this is all twists and turns.
Yeah.
Right at that statement right there, I mean, a lot of money. She, by all rights, should have told you go to hell months ago. Why hasn't she?
Yeah.
Why hasn't she?
Because I'm charming and cute. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You just won't believe me.
On that thing where you go, well, maybe, but, yeah.
Joe and I just stared at each other for a couple of beats.
We had a moment.
You were processing.
But on that
wait, Davin, charming and cute.
It's tough to digest. But
go to Ghana, you'll believe it.
But on that, this is where it takes another turn. Where it's a relationship. No, it's not. Then why him eating money and time and her just, him frustrating the hell out of her? Why hasn't he told her to go to hell? From a business standpoint, right. I would have told you to go to hell months ago.
Oh, yeah. The other scammers that we've seen, you know, they're not sensing any action on the other side that they're going to get a payday soon. They go.
Remember.
She was having money issues. She never asked me for it.
I know.
And I laid it out there. What can I do for
you? Well, that's what Joe's saying. Why the hell has she...
Because now you believe she loves me. And we'll go on. I ask her if I'm too much for her to handle. She goes, no, you are not. I can handle you. I go, okay, if you say so. She goes, I say so. She goes, well, you'll be going to work today? I go, some comics are coming over to write. I'm not going to work till Thursday.
Hold the show.
That was Tuesday. It was a Tuesday. Joe and Pip are on their way. The cavalry's coming. They won't hear about this for another year.
Funny.
She goes, do they usually come over to write? I go, sometimes. A lot of comics like together in writing groups.
No, sometimes I just send them stuff and have them man them a drop dead light.
It worked. It made a good bit, didn't it?
Okay.
So I go, sometimes a lot of comics like together in writing groups. And then afterwards, we sneak around town and steal little boys and girls' toys. We think it's funny to see kids cry. That's what I wrote to her.
I could see that.
Well, you know what? I wasn't sure you were kidding, because it's true.
Yes. Yeah, I was being honest. She goes, really? That's weird? You like seeing kids cry?
Hey, a prick.
I go, of course, don't you? She goes, no, I don't. I try to console them when I see them crying. I go, then we will be a great team. I will make them cry and you can console them. You will be very busy with this.
Now she usually gets your humor.
She's not getting it now.
No.
She goes, does that mean you will make a lot of children cry? But of course. Is that a problem? She goes, no, it's not. I go, yay! I go, the thought of tormenting little kids gets me so horny.
Wow.
She laughs.
Really?
Yes.
What a creep. You are a creep.
But that's one of the great things about this character.
You can say any crazy
word. I am tender with her, and then I say the most...
awful things, and it's all kind of fits.
Yeah.
I would get rid of you. You're an asshole.
What are you talking about? I wanted to make her have a multiple orgasm. I'm a gentleman.
Fake Davin needs a straitjacket, plain and simple.
So does real Davin. Anyway, she laughs. Anyway, so I go, I so want to do you underneath the monkey bars. She goes, what's monkey bars? I go, they are toys kids climbing on in the park. I go, have you ever had sex outside? She goes, oh, okay, no, I have not. I go, would you like to? She goes, outside meaning people around? I go, well, I don't mean a show for people. I mean outside. People are around. Maybe they are not, but they could not see what's going on.
Behind a bush.
She goes, it'll be a new experience. I go, does it sound exciting or not so much? She goes, it might be exciting. I go, I was kidding about making kids cry, by the way. I go, I don't steal their toys. I step on their foot and then run away. She goes, won't that hurt?
Oh, no.
I go, not me. I'm fine. Thanks for the concern. This is all in the moment, too. Just to... Do you understand why it was fun to talk to her?
Yeah, because you can say anything and she'll just keep bouncing back at you.
She goes, I mean, won't it hurt the kids? I go, does it matter?
I mean, won't it hurt the kids? Like, it's not... Oh, wow.
I go, does it matter? She goes, why doesn't it? I go, they're just kids. I go, it's all about me, isn't it? And you, too, if you're with me, but mostly me. She goes, oh, okay, I got you now. I go, yep, you're in love with the selfish pricks who torments little kids. How does it feel? She goes, it makes me feel selfish, too. I go, well, that does not sound good. She goes, why is that? I go, do you like to feel selfish? With you, yes.
Bring out the worst in people.
Well, we've established that.
Yes, sure. Here we are, Joe.
I send her a little heart. I send her a little freak with a smiley face. She gives me a winky. So then I ask her what's going on with the teachers. She goes, well, they're still on strike. Heard they are planning a demonstration. I go, no school for Kasha. I guess that makes her birthday a little happier. Smiley face. Mm. She goes, not really. She has extra classes to attend, so she has to go.
Oh, that's right. She has the enrichment that
yes.
they pay for.
Yes.
By the way, answers, holy shit, she is dumb, right?
No, she's actually the smartest one we've ever encountered.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.